谢主真的是在我们的中间。
For he indeed is in our midst.
他也得着我们向他全心的敬拜。
And he obtained us to worship him wholeheartedly.
叫我们向主来对齐。
And let us align our hearts toward him this morning.
这是我们非常的高兴能够请到陈瑞珍弟兄来到我们当中分享信息。
And we're so happy to have invited Ray Chen to come to us and share the word of God.
我们下面时间就。
And we give the time to him now. Peace to brothers and sisters.
我跟嘉森跟萱萱认识的时候，我们都是二十几岁的年纪。
When I first met Timothy and Michelle, we were all in our twenties.
我们都是满头的黑发。
We had dark hair, full head of dark hair.
嘉森跟我一样，现在都是白发，但是我是经过化妆的。
And I'm like Timothy now, all gray hair, but I have dyed my hair.
所以嘉森弟兄比较是照我本相啊。
So Timothy comes as he is.
我觉得老朋友见面的特别提醒我们啊，要珍惜神给我们在地上的时间。
And when we met again, we really feel that we need to cherish the time we still have God has given.
也求主在这三天的聚会当中呢，真是向我们显现，让我们真是知道怎样数算自己的日子啊。
And may the Lord give us wisdom to count our hours in these 2 days.
在疫情之前呢，就是2019年的年底。
And at the end of 2019, right before the pandemic started.
我有机会呢，到日本的这个古都啊 ，Kyoto 去给一个我们专业的一个 plenary talk.
And I went to Kyoto, Japan, around that time to give a special speech.
演讲完之后呢，我就在这个 Kyoto 的大街小巷为日本祷告，走祷。
And After that, I walk around the city and I had a prayer walk.
在走祷的过程当中呢，就有跟神有很多的 conversation.
And during that walk, I had a lot of conversation with God.
忽然神问我了一个问题啊。
And suddenly God asked me this question.
他问我说，人生的起点靠近我，还是人生的终点靠近我？
He said, is the beginning of a life journey or the ending of the life journey people are closer to me?
事实上我们今天题目第一篇叫做从伊甸园到新天新地啊。
And the theme for this morning's session is from the Garden of Eden to the new heaven and the new earth.
从整个神的计划来说呢，伊甸园跟这个新天新地呢，人都是非常靠近神的。
And in that both plans, people were very close to God.
但在人类的历史当中，当我们来到地上，弟兄姐妹，我们的起点到我们的终点，我们是更靠近神呢，还是更远离神？
So the question for you is, since you were born to the point you'll be taken home, at which point in time you are closer to God?
人生的起点不是我们能够决定的。
You and I cannot determine the beginning of our life.
我没有拣选我是个华人。
I have not chosen to be a Chinese.
God born me this way.
But I was born this way naturally by God.
但是人生的终点是我们可以决定的。
But we can decide our destiny.
这是我们跟随耶稣的祝福。
And that is the blessing coming from following Jesus.
所以我就回答主说。
So I reply to God's question.
我说主，对于那些不认识你的人来说，他们的终点肯定比起点更远离你。
I said, for those who do not know you, their ending probably is further out than the beginning point of their life to you.
但我们因着认识耶稣基督，重生成为神的儿女，我们的终点肯定比我们的起点更认识神、靠近神、爱神、明白神。
Because we have known you and be saved, therefore our ending will be much closer than the beginning point in my life in every possible way in our love, our knowledge, and our pursuit of the Lord.
在我们这两天的信息当中呢，头一篇呢，我们讲到从伊甸园到新天新地。
And we'll be talking about from the Garden of Eden to the new heaven and earth these 2 days.
我想因为经文大家都已经写在这个讲义上了哈。
Because all the verses have been prepared for you in your brochure.
我想我们很快的把前面两段经文念一下好不好
Let's read the first two passages quickly.
诗篇九十篇第二节
Psalms 90 verse 20, verse 2.
诸山未曾生出
For the mountains were brought forth.
世界你未曾造成 从亘古到永远你是神这边讲到从永远到永远他是神
He said from everlasting to everlasting you are God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹神是 从永远里面回到时间当中，再从时间里面把我们带回到他永远的计划里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God came from everlasting and coming into the confinement of time through which He has brought us back to the everlasting realm.
所以保罗说，我们若信耶稣，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Therefore, that's why Paul says, if we only have hope for this life by believing Jesus, then we are more miserable than those who do not know the Lord.
我们下面再念一段圣经，在哥林多后书的四章十七节跟十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter four, verse 17 and 18.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的乃是永远的。我想这节圣经呢，是我们每一个人的盼望跟鼓励。
And this verse should be our hope and encouragement.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Because whatever we can see is temporal, but things that are unseen is eternal.
所以弟兄姐妹，神把我们在可见的世界当中，我们一切的经营建造，最后要带我们进入那个看不见，但却是实际的一个世界当中。
Therefore, what God is doing is put us into a world that can be seen, doing something that's unseen and eternal, so that our eyes can see what is eternal.
弟兄姐妹，人类的起点是在伊甸园，人类的终点是在新天新地。
And the beginning of human being started in Garden Eden, but the ending is in the new heaven and the new earth.
在伊甸园当中，大家熟悉在创世纪里面对整个伊甸园的描述呢，我们知道那个世界是非常非常美妙的一个世界。
We all know those who have read the Genesis know that Garden Eden is a beautiful world.
因为神看的是好的，神看的是好的，神看的是好的，神看的是好的，神看的万有都是好的。
Because when creating it, God said everything is good, and the whole creation was good to God.
这是伊甸园的特质。
And that is the special character of the Garden of Eden.
到了新约的结束，越过千禧年国度时代，最后到了新天新地的时候。
And when it comes to the end of the New Testament in the book of Revelation, it shows the new heaven and the new earth.
启示录二十一章第四节第五节呢，跟我们描述到那一个世界的一个场景啊。
And Revelation 21 describes the condition of the new heaven and the new earth.
我们念一下好不好
？That Revelation 21 verses 4 to 5.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上这些话是可信的，是真实的。”弟兄姐妹，在那个时代当中，你会发现，我们今天所有的苦难，我们今天所有的很多的负面的一切的东西呢？都不存在了。
In the new heaven and new earth, all the negative things, all the sufferings no longer exist.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在人类堕落之前的伊甸园跟人类被救赎，最后到完全回到新天地，你发现这两个世界有非常多类似的地方。
And you will see these two worlds, the Garden of Eden and the initial creation and the end, the new heaven and earth, there are many things in common.
这两个世界的共同点，第一方面呢，它就是人与神完全合一、和谐、相爱的一个世界。
And the first thing that's in common is that unity between God and man, beautiful, unified world.
所以在伊甸园里面，神人代表神治理整个的世界。
And in the Garden of Eden, human being in representing God rule the world.
到了启示录讲到，他们要与主一同作王，直到永永远远。
And in the book of Revelation, it says they will reign with God forever.
所以伊甸园跟新天新地好多的特质是相似的。
So many characteristics are very common in these two places.
那另外一个非常相似的地方呢，就是这两个世界都是资源无限的世界。
Another thing that's in common in these two worlds is that there are unlimited resources in both of them.
你知道亚当他没有读过小学、中学、大学、研究所、博士班啊。
You know, Adam never went to school.
从我们今天的定义来说，亚当应该是一个没文化的人，是不是
？So he's a man without much education.
但亚当是个 super intelligent 的人呢。
Yeah, he is super intelligent.
换句话说，当神造亚当的时候，在他鼻孔吹了一口气。
Because when God created Adam, he breathed a breath of life.
所以在亚当的这个整个的记忆库当中啊，他整个的理解力当中啊，跟他创造力当中呢，是跟神相似的，因为他是神的 image 所造的一个人。
So in his entire brain capacity, it's very much like that of God, because he was created by God according to him.
而且在伊甸园里面，你会发现是个资源无限的世界。
And in the Garden of Eden, there were unlimited resources.
那个树不是他种的。
He didn't plant any of the trees.
那果子也不是他结的。
And he did not yield any of the fruit.
是上帝把万有都造好了，然后把亚当摆在其中。
It was God who created everything and placed Adam in there.
并且亚当可以为万有。照着界门纲目科属种一个一个命名的。
And Adam was so smart that he could name every creation that comes to him.
你知道我们给一个人取名字是很有讲究的。
You know, there's a lot of work behind even just creating a name for somebody.
那你要给万有取名的，那不是件容易的事啊。
Not to mention to bring a decide to create a name for all creations.
所以在亚当一开始被造，还没有罪进入世界之前呢，你知道那是一个资源无限、智慧无限、能力无限的世界。
So at that point when Adam was created, that was a world full of wisdom and unlimited resources.
一直到人类最终经过耶稣基督救赎完成，到了新天新地的时候。
And until Jesus was born, and that brought us to eventually the new heaven and the new earth.
不再有哭嚎。
No more crying.
不再有眼泪。
No more tears.
不再有死亡。
No more death.
不再有疼痛。
No more pain.
以前的事都过去了。
All the old things have passed.
所以换句话说，在新天新地，它也是一个生命资源无限的世界。
In other words, in the new heaven and new earth, it's a place full of resources as well.
所以弟兄姐妹。神带我们从过去 到未来啊，我们所经历的世界都是一个无限的世界。
Therefore, from the very beginning and to the very future, the end, those are the worlds of unlimited resources.
那我们怎么走到今天这个状况呢？
But how did we make ourselves come to this point?
大家知道在伊甸园里面发生一件悲惨的事情，就是我们的始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪离开了神。
We all what happened in the Garden of Eden where our ancestors fell.And sin against God.
你知道亚当夏娃的离开神呢，导致于万有的改变。
You know the fact that Adam and Eve sinned against God brought in for the everlasting change to the entire creation.
地必为你生出荆棘和蒺藜，你必汗流满面才得糊口。
God said to Adam that the earth will produce for you thorns and thistles. You have to sweat labor before you can eat.
你知道他们今天脑神经科学家发现了，人类的脑细胞有90%是不 function 的。
And a lot of researchers realize that our brain capacity is only working with 10% of it.
换句话说呢，当人类犯罪的时候，上帝写了一个指令叫 delete, 删除。
In other words, it's like when man sinned, at the point of our sin, and God rewrote the program says delete.
所以一下子你知道亚当这个从 Superman 一下变成像我们这样子很 normal 的 man.
Suddenly Adam changed from the Superman's head mind to a norm, ordinary people like you and me.
所以亚当是因着自由意志的拣选而堕落的。
And Adam fell at his free will choice.
所以你要知道一件事情，神是非常非常重视人的自由意志。
So one thing you need to know, God emphasizes very much your free will choice.
换句话说，你自由意志的拣选是神所喜悦的。当我们与神对齐的时候。
So if we align with God, our free will choice will be very pleasing to Him.
神不是造了一个 robot。
God doesn't want to create a bunch of robots.
像你叫你向右转，你就向右转；叫你向左转，你就向左转；叫你坐下来，你就坐下来；叫你跪下来，你就跪下来。不是的。
We will follow the direction exactly God's order, like turn right, turn left, stand up, and sit down.
亚当夏娃因着自由意志的拣选而堕落。
Both Adam and Eve fell because of their free will choice.
你知道在新天新地当中啊。
In the same way, in the new heaven and the new earth.
人类是因着自由意志的拣选，相信降服。
People that are in it was because of their free will choice with the, where they choose to trust and obey.
所以都经过人类自由意志的拣选。
It's all through the choice that men made.
所以在生命记里面，依照摩西终了的话说什么？你们要拣选生命，不要拣选死亡。
Therefore, at the end of the Deuteronomy, Moses says, choose life, not death.
所以换句话说，是人的自由意志能够拣选的。
Therefore, the result is determined by the choice men make.
所以弟兄姐妹，新天新地的人仍然是有自由意志的。
So even in the new heaven and the new earth, people still have free will.
你到新天新地，亚当不这个保罗还是保罗，彼得还是彼得，约翰还是约翰，梁弟兄还是梁弟兄，陈弟兄还是陈弟兄。我们人的特质还是存在的。
All our unique characteristics remain in the new heaven and new earth.
但这个过程当中，弟兄姐妹，因着人类的犯罪，亚当的犯罪， 我们从个资源无限的世界来到个资源有限或者说资源匮乏的世界。
And because Adam sinned and fall, men had to switch from a world that has unlimited resources to a world with scarce resources.
所以汗流满面才得糊口，地必为你生出荆棘和蒺藜。
That's why the earth produced thistles and thorns for him. He had to work, labor, and sweat to in order to eat.
所以你知道，当人类犯罪的时候，人类内在的资源改变了，人整个上帝外在的资源也改变了。
Once men sin, the internal resources and external resources are changed.
你知道，我们今天很多的 struggle， 很多的东西都是资源匮乏的产物。
And a lot of struggles you and I face today is a pure result of scarce resources.
你仔细分析啊。
Just take a closer look.
不管是家庭的问题。
Your issues at home.
社会的问题。
Issues in this society.
民族的问题。
Issues among different ethnic
groups. 国家跟国家的问题。
Issues between nations.
其实都跟资源匮乏发生密切的关系。
A lot of times they are closely tied to the fact that resources are limited.
这个资源包括内在的资源跟外在的资源。
Including internal and external resources.
什么是内在的资源呢？
What are the internal resources?
我们的生命，我们的圣洁，我们的爱啊，
our life,
我们像基督的品格，这是内在的资源。
Our holiness, our love,and our characters like Christ.
什么是外在的资源呢？
What are the external resources?
一切神所造的，这是外在的资源。
Entire creation made by God.
所以你知道，当人类犯罪的时候，内在的资源匮乏，外在的资源匮乏。
After man sin, internal and external resources become scarce.
所以在一切的问题当中，你会发现一件事情，其实追根究底，它跟资源匮乏发生关系。
You will notice the root cause of many issues or problems started from the fact that the resources are limited.
为什么有乌克兰跟俄罗斯的打仗？
Why is Russia having war with Ukraine?
为什么有以色列跟伊朗的打仗？
Why Iran has war with Israel?
任何世界上的每一个战争的历史，
And throughout the history of humankind,
它都跟资源匮乏发生关系。
Wars have a lot to do with the fact that resources were limited.
你知道在一两个世纪之前，
2 centuries ago,
两个势力同时介入世界的每一个角落。
Two dominions came upon every corner of the world.
一个是宣教士的福音，一个是帝国主义的资源争夺。
One is the struggle or a competition for resources among imperial empires. The other one is the starting of the missions world into different corners.
你会发现一件事情，几乎所有第三世界国家都看见基督的爱跟帝国主义的掠夺同时出现。
And concurrently, two things happen in many places, especially the third world countries. It's the competition and capture of resources by imperialism, and also the gospel and the missions work.
几年前我们到肯亚去宣教，肯尼亚。
And we went to Kenya a few years ago.
你知道肯尼亚90%以上是基督徒啊。
You know, 90% of the population are Christians there.
所以很多宣教士在那里啊，一生舍命在那里。服侍在那里，最后结出许许多多的属灵的后代。
It's all the fruit of missionaries. They spend their entire life there.
但我们去那里时候看到一件事情，是帝国主义的剥夺，一直到现在还存留在那里。
I also witnessed the fact that the privation of imperialism or capitalism in those areas.
你知道这个肯亚是一个非常富庶的国家，他们是产茶全世界是数一数二的国家。
And it's a country full of resources. They produce top volume of tea.
但几乎所有的主要的企业都是英国人拥有的。
Yeah, most businesses were owned by Englishmen.
但这肯亚人是其实生活的是很贫穷的。
They're from a most population living a poor state.
所以弟兄姐妹，你会发现到今天世界你所看到的，不管是蓝州还是红州，不管是哪一州啊，不管你是生活在哪里
States, whether it's a Republican or a Democratic.
其实所有问题的根源都因着亚当的犯罪带来了一个咒诅。神把一个资源无限的世界把我们压挤在一个资源有限的世界当中。
The root cause of all the problems is because the sin of Adam, which brought an unlimited resource world into a limited resource world.
所以这个是我们今天所有问题的根源。
And this is the root cause of all problems.
那神如何改变这个问题呢？
And how did God change the situation?
神先改变我们的内在。
He has to start from our internal condition.
才能来改变我们的外在。
Then it can impact on our external environment.
所以弟兄姐妹，从伊甸园到新耶路撒冷。
From the Garden Eden to the New Jerusalem.
中间差出来一个时节，就是我们今天的时代。
And something happened that is your time and our time.
换句话说，神借着十字架的救恩呢，要重新把我们拯救啊，再归回到神原初的旨意当中去。
Through the salvation of the cross, Jesus brought us back to God's original purpose.
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督来到地上。
Therefore, Jesus came to this world.
在十字架上完成了救恩。
On the cross, he completed the salvation.
圣灵降临在我们的当中。
And the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
You and I can now become children of God.
叫我们经历圣经所讲到的重生得救。
So that we can experience the reborn.
所以圣经里面讲到的非常清楚啊，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，就必叫他，神就必从就必得救啊。
So it's clearly stated in the Bible that if you confess with the mouth your sin and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
所以弟兄姐妹，福音是今天神拯救这个世界唯一的途径。
Therefore, gospel is the only way through which God can save this world.
因为只有福音能够给人新的生命，只有福音能够改变人类过去罪恶所结的一切的果子。
Because only gospel can change our lives.And change the result of sin from our forefathers.
你知道上个礼拜跟上上礼拜有这个 Palestinian 的这个protest, 对不对？
We all knew these days the protest against Palestinian has occurred.
我们在 UT Austin 有上百个这个 protest 被警察抓了关起来的。
And over hundreds of protests being arrested at UT Austin campus.
弟兄姐妹，这只是我们看到资源匮乏的一个现象。
And this is just one phenomena of the fact that the limited resources.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹，你身在美国的举手。You're born in United States of America. Please raise your hand.
How many people here were born in the United States?
Okay, so you are really ABC, huh?
So you are the ABC.
So the other one is Chinese-born Chinese or Taiwan-born Chinese, right?
其他就是中国或者台湾出生的中国人。
You see, 99% 几乎 were not born here.
So about 99% of people sitting here
including
were not born here,
and myself.
Including ourselves.
你知道在我们的历史当中啊，我们经常是一个大批的屠杀的历史啊。
And look at the history of China. There are many massacres happen.
在宋朝到元朝的时候
From the dynasty of Song to dynasty of Yang
你知道宋朝在鼎盛时期的时候有九千万人口
and the peak time of Song dynasty the population size was 90 million
你知道等到元朝统治中国的时候全中国剩下800万人
Now, when it comes to the dynasty of Yuan only 8 million population remain
到了明朝鼎盛的时期
and then at the peak time of the Ming dynasty
明朝的这个人口是超过一亿
And the population at that time was over 100 million
到了清朝的时候
But when it came to the Qing dynasty
你知道中国人剩下多少剩下1200万
We only have 12 million people remain
你知道我们今天为什么会坐在这里
The fact that you and I are sitting here
因为我们的祖先把别人给干掉了
Because our forefather has killed other people
所以我们活下来了
So we survive
所以你知道我们是很多的时候在历史历代的很多的时候啊，我们是一波一波一波流血事件最后留下来的人。
And we are the remnants of massacres after massacres throughout the history of mankind.
所以感谢主，我们今天能够成为神的儿女。
And we should be thankful that we are now the children of God.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
Old things have passed, everything has been renewed.
所以你知道，我们特别需要学习饶恕。
So you and I specifically need to learn to forgive.
因为太多的流血事件在我们过去的历史当中。
Because there are so many bloody events in the history of our ancestors.
所以弟兄姐妹，神竟然是那么丰富的一位神呢
？So since our God is such a fullness, abundant God.
他为什么把我们带到一个资源匮乏的世界当中
？Why did He allow us to live in a place and time with limited resources?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有思考过这个问题啊
？Have you give that for thought？
你知道他们最近这个天文学家啊，这个 NASA 在这个小行星带啊，就是 asteroid belt， 这个发现到一个彗星，一个陨石吧。
And the astrologers in NASA recently discovered a comet.
那这个 这个陨石啊，在小行星带啊，啊，你知道他这个发现了半天呢、啊，这个行星几乎是通通是贵重元素啊，绝大多数是金子，剩下的都是一些非常非常贵重的元素、啊。
And the majority of the contents of this comet is gold, and the remainders are precious metals.
你知道他们算下来那个陨石值多少钱吗
？You know what is the monetary worth of that comet alone？
你知道全世界的 GDP 啊，加起来是$100 trillion， 全世界的 GDP 啊。
Okay, the summation of the GDP of the entire world is
$100 trillion， yeah。然后那个陨石的金子跟贵重元素啊，如果能够拿到地球上、啊，可以让人类活100万年。
And the value of the comet will is enough for us to survive, the entire human survive for 1 million years.
我说，事实上有些新成立的公司是要过去采矿的。
Therefore, a lot of little business was formed in order to go and do mining work on that comet.
所以弟兄姐妹，那就是一块大石头啊，在太阳系绕着太阳在转的一块大石头啊。
It is nothing but a huge stone surrounding the sun.
啊，它就可以让人类的 GDP 活100万年呢。
But that stone alone can help us to survive 1 million years.
弟兄姐妹，神为什么在这个时候让我们发现还有这么一颗星星呢
？I wonder why God allows to discover this precious stone in this time.
你只要告诉你一件事情啊，在神那面的确是资源无限的。
I guess just illustrate the fact that to God, resources are unlimited.
你说为什么人类活在资源有限的世界
？Why do we live in the world that has limited resources？
因为神在做一个恢复的过程。
Because God is restoring His work on us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，每一次你活在一个资源匮乏，不管是你的身份出了问题、经济出了问题、爱情出了问题、和睦出了问题，你首先想到的不是问题的本身，是想到我们的生命。
Therefore, brother and sister, if you are facing a challenge, whether it's your relationship with people, your work, your marriage, or your health, whatever that is, don't look at the scarce of resource, but look at your life.
因为神要借着今天这个资源匮乏的情形，让我们学习一件事情，学习悔改，学习感恩，学习信靠。
Because through the scarce of resources, God is turning our heart toward Him so that we can learn to repent, learn to trust Him.
你知道，如果罪人一活在资源无限的世界上，你会发现这个世界堕落是非常非常快速的。
Imagine if we live in a world that has unlimited resources, our fall will deteriorate fast.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是为什么神今天把我们捆锁在一个好像资源有限的世界当中。
And that is why God confined us in this realm has limited resources.
所以神在这个世界当中，事实上是叫我们能够预备将来的世界。
And God is preparing us in this world for the world to come.
帮助我们能够真实的降服在神的面前，相信神，跟随神。
So we can truthfully submitting ourselves to Him and follow Him.
这是非常非常真实一件事情。
And this is something very true.
你知道几年以前我到这个阿苏萨大复兴的那个就是William Moore 他住的那个房间呢
？And I went to the place where William Moore lived.
他是带进这个阿苏萨大复兴的一个黑人弟兄。
He's a brother who brought forth the great revival of Azusa Avenue.
你知道他当时是活在一个种族歧视的社会当中啊。
He lived in a time the racial discrimination was very serious.
他读神学院的时候呢，还不可以像一般的神学生一样在课堂里面读的上课。
When he went to the seminary, he was not allowed to sit in the same space of all the other students.
学校只许可他坐在门口听课，不可以再跟一般的白人一起上课。
He was not allowed to sit with his white classmates, but sitting at the door.
就坐在门口，他就这样子学习，然后后来来服侍神。
And he learned that way, and then he became a minister to serve God.
你知道他是一个祷告的人。
But he was a man of prayer.
有一个家庭接受了他，他在住在他们家的客厅呢。
And there was a family kindly received him, so he lived in their living room.
那天呢，我们特别到那里，我就坐在他的那个客厅里面，我就没有人了，就我就在那里祷告。
And that day I was alone in that space, so I sat in the living room and I prayed.
我在祷告的时候，神忽然跟我讲一句话。
And while I was praying, suddenly the Lord spoke to me.
他说：“使我认识基督，使我认识基督。”
Make me know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
And knowing the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And also suffer with him and learn from his death.
哦，弟兄姐妹，一个浩大的能力啊，充满在这个黑人的身上。
And I knew there was a great power that was on our brother then.
所以一个阿苏萨大复兴有好多好多的神医的见证的。
And therefore there are many healing miracles during that revival.
从一个卑微的器皿。
You all start from this insignificant vessel.
弟兄姐妹，你要讲缺乏，没有人比他还缺乏。
And when it comes to resources, no one has less resources than he has.
他缺乏住的地方，他缺乏社会对他的公益，他缺乏人对他基本上的一个尊重，他一切都没有。
He had nothing. He was lack of resources. He was lack of respect. He was lack of even a space to live.
但弟兄姐妹，神制造的这个环境却塑造了一个祷告寻求他的人。
But God made that environment come upon him so that make him a man of prayer.
所以你知道阿苏萨大复兴，你知道一直到今天，他们说超过100个 million 的这个人信耶稣。
And the impact from the Azusa Avenue revival, according to statistics, more than 100 million people have believed.
大家知道这个 Assembly of God 就神召会啊，就是 Azusa 大复兴的产物啊。
And Assembly of God was formed after the revival of Azusa.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹、朋友
，Dear friends and brothers and sisters,
我们活在地上就一定会有缺乏。
As long as we live on this earth, we will encounter scarce resources.
你可能缺乏你的合法的身份。
Maybe you are in need of a legal status to stay.
你可能缺乏婚姻的配偶。
Or a spouse for your marriage.
或者你已经结婚了，你缺乏一个和睦的家庭。
Or you are married, but you are in need of a harmonious home.
你不可能活在一个光景当中是没有缺乏的。
You cannot be living a condition that's perfect.
如果一个人活在一个光景当中没有任何缺乏，这是挺危险的状态。
Actually, it's pretty dangerous if you have no need.
但弟兄姐妹，作为神的儿女，
As children of God,
你不要一直看见缺乏。
But don't focus on the lack.
你要看见，要与神对齐。神在这件事情上面，他究竟要完成什么样的事情？
Instead, you should align your perspective with God and try to figure out what God is trying to achieve in this lack.
你知道这个是关键的。
That is the key.
弟兄姐妹，我再提醒大家，在神那面资源是无限的。
Again, let me remind you, to God there is unlimited resources.
所以来到神的面前。
So when we come to God.
所以神借着缺乏来修复你跟他的关系啊。
Through our lack, God is restoring our relationship with Him.
那神在今天这个时代里面，弟兄姐妹，他会在做永远的工作。
And in this time, God is doing something eternal.
神从永远回到今天，要把我们从今天带回到永远。
From eternity, he entered into time with us, and through time, he's bringing us back to eternity.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天在这个缺乏时代当中，神要完成什么样东西呢？
So what is God trying to achieve in this time of lack?
就第一个方面，就要建立一个与神对齐的一个状态，就是我们的品格要像基督。
First of all, to rebuild a character like Christ through lack.
在加拉太书5:22-23呢，讲到这个圣灵所结的九种果子，是不是
？And in the book Galatians, it talk about the nine fruit of the spirit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and goodness.
所以换句话说，神今天把你安排在一个试炼的环境当中，弟兄姐妹是要把基督的品格孕育在我们的当中。
And in the difficult situation we're in, God is forming Christ-like characters in us.
有一首诗歌讲多少痛苦白白受。
And there's a hymn, a lyric says, many, we suffer many things in vain.
所以弟兄姐妹，神把我们摆在一个环境当中，要叫我们里面能够越来越跟神对齐。
And God purposely put us in a situation in which we can align with God.
当你真正与神对齐的时候，很多时候环境就过去了。
Once we align with God, that difficulties usually pass.
所以弟兄姐妹，学习一件事情，与神对齐。
So let's learn to do these things, align ourselves with God.
我有三个女儿啊。
I have three daughters.
你知道这个很多时候这个要学习，比方说我们做人事要有受好多的学科，但是你知道做爸爸做妈妈有时候没什么学习啊，我们就是。这个结了婚就开始学做爸爸，但是也没教我们什么做爸爸。
We were not trained to be parents. Once we had children, we start to learn to be parents.
哎，我发现这个养三个女儿呢，跟着我们的属灵生命成长的教养的方式会有改进的。
And actually, it's raising children help us to grow spiritually.
这个我老大，我说打过他。
I hit my oldest daughter.
然后他到了二十几岁的时候，还会告诉我某年某月某日。
She vividly remembered that. She could recite the year, the date, and time that I beat her.
但我老二老三我就没有打过他们。
But I never raised my hand against my second or third daughters.
换句话说呢，在跟随主的过程当中，我们不断跟神对齐，不断学习忍耐，不断学习爱，不断学习超越，不断学习拥抱。
And
慢慢我们越来越成熟的。
In other words, through following the Lord and raising children, we grow. So I become more patient, more loving, more embracing, more kind.
所以神要把这样的品格制作在你的里面，制作在我的里面。
And God is cultivating that kind of Christ-like character in us and in you and in me.
所以我再提醒大家。
So let me remind you one more time.
如果你今天在一个缺乏，在一个需要，在一个挑战当中。
If you are right now in a need, in a scarce, in a lack, and in a challenge.
学习与神对齐。
Align yourself with God.
问神说，主啊，这个环境到底你要我学习什么？
Ask God, what are you trying to teach me in this situation?
到底哪一个基督的品格是我所缺乏的？我需要在这个试炼的环境当中，能够让我靠着圣灵的能力，靠着神的话语，能够提升。
What do I have in lack in your character that through this environment you are building it?
所以很多东西就会脱落了。
And a lot of other things will fall.Out.
有一首诗歌讲，全脱落，全脱落，我尽所有一切罪担全脱落，全脱落，全脱落，我尽欢喜，我罪担全脱落。Sorry, this is hard to translate.
Yeah, it's like a lyrics in a hymn book, basically saying, fallen away, all the sin has fallen away, all the burden have fallen away. I rejoice in the falling away.
嘉生跟我提到，你们主日有前个半小时的等候神呢。
And Timothy remind me there's 30 minutes before the conference is waiting on the Lord.
这是非常好的操练。
This is wonderful practice.
弟兄姐妹，叫我们注视的是基督，不是我们的问题。
Because when we wait on Him, our focus will be Him, not our problems.
弟兄姐妹，当你注视基督的时候
，When you focus your attention on the Lord,
神把天打开了。
God opens up heaven for us.
你得着你所需要的养分。
And then you receive the nutrients you need.
你得着你所需要的能力、智慧、生命。
The power, the wisdom, the life.
你再回到原来的场景当中。
And then you come back to your current situation.
你会发现神的问你的问题就越过去了。
And a lot of times you feel that you can easily pass over those problems.
因为我们的神是又真又活的神。
Because our God is true and living.
他不会把轻易的难处给你的。
He doesn't casually give you a difficulty.
他是爱你的爸爸。
He is a father who loves you.
他是有资源无限的爸爸。
And he is a father who has unlimited resources.
他要得着的是要你的生命越来越像他。
And he wants you to grow in his life so that you can be more and more like him.
所以弟兄姐妹，在今天这个时代，与神对齐是非常非常关键一件事情。
Therefore, this is critically important that we align our perspective with that of God.
你知道以色列为什么在旷野要走四十年呢？
Why did Israelites had to travel for 40 years in the wilderness?
讲来讲去，他们所看到的就是没吃的，没喝的。
And everything they saw was, I have no food, I have no drink.
如果他们转眼仰望神
，and if they turned their eyes toward God,
十一天就进迦南了。
And they would have made into the land of Canaan in 11 days.
为什么要走四十年呢
？Why did it take them 40 years?
神叫他们的己生命能够降服，能够被埋葬。
God was working on us so that they can surrender to Him and their old self life can be buried.
弟兄姐妹，两点之间直线最近。
You know, the distance between two points is a straight line. The shortest distance between two points is the straight line.
用我们今天这刚才来讲，就两点之间呢，与神对齐最近。
Therefore, the shortest distance in all situations is turn to God, us and God.
跟你旁边的弟兄姊妹讲什么？两点之间与神对齐最近。
So tell your neighbors, the shortest distance between two things is aligning with God.
弟兄姐妹，你两点之间你不与神对齐，你觉得问题解决了？我告诉你，问题还没解决。你苟个五年十年，问题又出现了。
If you don't turn your eyes toward God, the problem may be temporarily set aside, but it will come back in 5-10 years later.
这是为什么在旷野要走四十年呢
？That's why it took them 40 years in the wilderness.
他们一直都不愿意与神对齐。
Because they refuse to align themselves with God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的时间非常有限。
Yeah, our time is limited.
你在转眼之间，我们就白发苍苍了。
Before you know, our hairs have grown gray.
真的是转眼之间的。
And it's really just within a shortness.
好像我们二十几岁，史蒂芬还在的时候，我们一起参加特会的时候，那个兴奋，好像就像昨天一样。
Things happened 20 some years ago, as was just yesterday.
No, not 20, 40.
Oh, 40 years ago. Yeah, 40 years ago, my.
啊，就像昨天发生的一事情一样，昨天。
Just like the things yesterday.
啊，昨天晚上，这个他们为我们准备了很好吃的晚餐。哎呀，我就想到好多好多好多的往事啊。
And last night we had a good time at dinner, and a lot of things came back to us.
弟兄姐妹，与神对齐啊。
Aligning with God.
否则的话，你会跟以色列人一样，在旷野绕啊绕啊绕啊绕啊。
Otherwise, we'll be just like Israelites, wandering in the wilderness.
不要浪费。宝贵的时间呢
？Let's do not waste our precious time anymore. Amen.
所以弟兄姐妹，与神对齐是最短的途径。
Aligning with God is the shortest route.
啊，所以尼弟兄有首诗歌说：“主啊，你不可让步，迟早我是要顺服。”
And that's why Watchman wrote in his hymn says, "Lord, do not yield, because eventually I will yield."
主啊，你不可让步，迟早我是要顺服。让我改变我意图，主啊来顺服，主啊来顺，让我改变我意图， oh. 主啊来顺服。
Lord, let me change my intention and plan so that I may yield and obey.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个是我们最短的途径。
And that is the shortest route, brothers and sisters.
啊，叫我们真实与神对齐。
Let us align ourselves with God.
神为什么把我们摆在今天这个环境当中呢？
Why does God put us in where we are today?
弟兄姐妹，神永远是在永远里面规划你我的今天。
And God always made his plans about us in eternity.
所以我们的眼目若不看到永远，很多我们今天发生的事情是你没有办法解释的。
Therefore, if we don't look at things from his perspective, there are many things we just couldn't figure out why it happens.
啊，这是我们需要有的眼光跟高度。
And we need to have that perspective, that height.
你知道教会历史上有好多属灵伟人的奥秘。
And the secret of many spiritual giants throughout the history of church.
西元第一世纪有一个属灵的奥秘。
The first century, there was a spiritual mystery.
你要主耶稣道成肉身的时候，培养了十二个大弟子，十二个大弟子当中培养了一个 inner circle， 这个 inner circle 就是彼得、雅各、约翰。
And among the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ himself, there is a core group, Peter, John, and James.
你知道主耶稣到哪里最关键的时刻这三个人都在。
Because wherever Jesus went, these three people were with him.
主耶稣在变化山上他们在。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, they were with Jesus.
主耶稣在雅鲁的女儿的这个病床上他们在。
And when Jesus healed the daughter of Ion, and then they were there too.
最关键的时候都是这三个人在。
Whenever something important happened, these three disciples were with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，彼得是哪一年殉道的？
And in which year
the Peter Locker was he locked? 在教会历史记载呢，他是主后65年左右殉道的。
65 AD.
换句话说，主耶稣被接升天之后，他在地上为主耶稣又打拼了32年呢。
Pretty much is saying that he was martyred and he worked for the Lord 32 years after Jesus' crucifixion.
一到使徒约翰呢，是唯一没有殉道的这个十二个使徒之一，他是一直活到将近西元第一世纪的结束。
Apostle John was the only disciple that was not martyred for the Lord's sake. He lived all the way almost toward the end of the.
所以换句话说，主耶稣被接升天之后，他又在地上为主的国、为神的家奋斗了60几年的时间。
Therefore, he served more than 6 decades after Jesus' ascension.
你知道雅各怎么走的？
How did James depart from the world?
主耶稣前脚走，他后脚就跟来了。
And he died right after Jesus.
主耶稣是主后33年被接升天，是不是？
And Jesus was taken up 33 AD.
在教会历史上的记载啊，彼得是主后35年殉道的。
James.
James.
According to the record, he was martyred 2 years after Jesus' ascension.
所以换句话说，主耶稣花了重点的时间来培养主耶稣，就是是三个大弟子，其中一个在地上，基本上雅各在地上没做什么事就殉道了。
The three members of the core group of Jesus' discipleship, one of them only worked for about 2 years and it was taken up.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主耶稣不知道这些事情吗？他是万有的主，他是无所不知的神啊。
Jesus was the Lord of them all. Didn't he know?
难道不是他在变化山带着三个门徒的时候，在关键时刻带着三门徒的时候，他不知道雅各很早就要离世吗？
He brought his three disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration. He would have known that James could have lived 2 more years after his death.
但为什么主还培养雅各呢？而且花重点，他是重点培养分子中间的重点培养分子。
Then why did he bother to cultivate someone like James who is only going to work or last 2 more years?
弟兄姐妹，神是为着永远在培养雅各。
And God was doing that for eternity.
所以当那天死人复活，主耶稣回来的时候
，And when one day all the dead shall arise and Jesus comes back.
新有新的荣光，月有月的荣光，这新的荣光跟那新的荣光也不一样。
And stars will have its own glory, the moon will have its own. All the stars bear different levels of brightness.
所以弟兄姐妹，走属天的道路啊，你一定会遇到这 Austin Spark 弟兄讲到的那个困惑。
And a lot of times we encounter puzzleness when we follow the Lord on this way.
但是弟兄姐妹，每一个困惑都帮助我们知道，神是在永远里面培养我们的今天。
And every confusion or puzzle we have, we gotta always remember God is cultivating us for His eternity.
所以神在你的身上，在我的身上，在雅各的身上，彼得的身上，约翰的身上所花的时间，所培养的每一个事情，每一个精雕细琢，都是要存到永远。
So everything that God is working on you, on me, on John, on James, on Peter, are all purposed for His eternity, things that can remain in His eternity.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果在你生命当中有类似的困惑，
And if you have this doubt in your life,
这讲到第二方面神要培养的，
And talks about the second aspect that God is working on.
就是培养我们跟神中间一个爱和信任的关系。
Is He is building up a loving and trusting relationship between He and us.
弟兄姐妹，这个信任的关系啊，是经过你主观意志的降服的。
And this trusting relationship is born out of our obedience.
所以我们经过的所有的高山与低谷，弟兄姐妹。
We go through the mountains, we go through the valleys in life.
神要我们经历的每一件大小事情，眼泪也好，欢笑也好，弟兄姐妹，帮助我们能够建立跟神的信心跟信任。
And every incident, whether it be joy or sorrow, God is building up a trust between He and us.
弟兄姐妹，我再提醒大家，神创造我们这一批人呢，是一个有血有肉、有自由意志、有眼泪、有欢笑。有表达有感情的人。
God has created us to be people that have tears, have joy, have affection, have feelings.
所以换句话说，在你走路的过程当中
，Therefore, in this journey,
有很多时候是会有眼泪的。
There are times we have tears.
有很多时候是会有欢笑的。
There are times we have laughter.
你会经过各样各样的场景。
And we go through different circumstances.
但你要知道一件事情的。
But one thing we need to know.
神是可以完全相信的。
That our God is fully trustworthy.
是你可以完全跟随摆上的。
And you can always follow Him and give Him all.
你知道我有两次婚姻哦，第一次婚姻的这个妻子是这个 Clara 文翠，这个我想我们在座基督徒聚会的老一代弟兄姐妹都认识她哦。
And I had two wives. The first wife by the name of Clara. Many of us have known her from before.
她五十岁的时候。
At the age of 50.
忽然主把她接走了。
Suddenly the Lord just took her.
这个接走的过程是非常非常的这个突然。
It happened so suddenly.
就像昨天你还跟她有说有笑，今天她就不在了。
You were still like talk to her the day before and suddenly she was gone.
她这个脑部有一个主动脉血管这个崩了。
Because a blood vessel collapsed in her brain.
你知道这个事情的本身呢，其实在我们的侍奉也好，我们的教会也好，的家庭啊，都是一个好像很长久的一个事情。
And this incident has a long-lasting impact in our church, in our home.
一直到最近前几年呢。
Even just a few years ago.
我在祷告中我就问主啊。
I asked the Lord in my prayer.
我说主啊，文翠已经走了，她是2009年被主接走的。
And she was taken up by the Lord in 2009.
我就问主啊，我说主啊，她已经被你接走这么多年了，为什么今天回想起来那个伤痛那个感觉这么深刻、
啊、I thought she has been taken by you so many years ago, but why do I always feel this pain whenever I thought about her?
啊，主回答我说。
And the Lord answered.
好，直到永世、啊。
So even in eternity.
他说我手上的钉痕，跟脚上的钉痕都是依然健在的。
And my prints on my hands and my feet remain.
哦，我就知道一件事情，很多时候神在我们生命中间加的那个许可，不能说许可的伤痕。
And so I realized that any wounds that permitted by God.
更叫我们从永远回头看今天的。
Help us to see things from eternity to this life.
你知道有一次我到另外一个地方去宣教啊。
One time I went to another place for missionary trip.
那时候文翠刚走了差不多是一年的时间。
That was a year after Clara passed away.
他们安排我住在一个医生的家里。
And they arranged me to stay at a doctor's home.
他们那个社区前面有个大湖啊。
And there was a big lake in front of his house.
那个医生就跟我说呢，他说陈牧师啊，这个我们安排你住在我家，特别是盼望你能够不单来服侍，能够散心呢、啊。
And they said they put you here so that you know not only to serve but also you can have some time to relax.
我就跟他说，我早上出去服侍的时候天是黑的，晚上服侍回来的时候天也是黑的。
I said, well, that's kind of hard because we went out to serve before the sun comes out and we come back, it was the sun has gone.
我说你们家前面有什么，我根本不知道。但是他跟我讲，
so no、
我说今天早晨吃完早饭，我出去走一走。
So、I have no idea what's in front of your house, so this morning I'm gonna take a walk there.
哎，我就到就走到他们那个湖前，那的确是很漂亮的 ，very tranquil， 非常安详的一个湖面。
And it's a very tranquil, very peaceful lake.
然后有这个有天鹅，有鸳鸯，一个 cluster 一个 cluster 的。
There are beautiful birds on the water, and they're like couples.
然后我就在那个很祥和的一个水面的右边的，就在湖的旁边走。那太阳呢？太阳东边在这个地方，所以我看着我的这个身影就往前行走。
And I was walking along the lake with the sun, rising sun in my back, so I walked seeing my shadow ahead of me.
哎，我就看到这么一个非常非常美丽的湖面啊。
And it's just such a beautiful scenery.
It's so suddenly, 从天上出现一个声音呢。
Suddenly, a voice appeared from above.
是文翠的声音呢。
It sounds like my wife.
她说我们将来在天上的家比这还美。
She said, our future home in heaven is prettier than this.
哎，我当时有点镇住了。
And I was shocked.
你知道我是学科学的人。
You know, I'm a scientist.
也是教科学的人呢。
Also, I teach science.
啊，那这个经历不是我预料有的。
And I didn't expect to have this encountering.
但那天早晨这个 encounter 给我里面一个很大的一个鼓励啊。
But that encounter brought a great encouragement to me.
我们的至战至亲的苦楚要成就那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
Our short and temporal burdens will achieve for us eternal weight of glory.
所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
What can be seen is temporal. What cannot be seen is eternal.
有一首诗歌讲，天路客航向天堂美地，要一直注视耶稣。
For pilgrims who are on the journey to heaven has to fix your eyes on Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，当我们注视主的时候，
When we fix our eyes on the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，很多事情也不理解。
Even though there are things we cannot figure out why.
但你可以相信。
But we can trust.
很多事情你不理解。
A lot of things we cannot understand.
但你不愿意怀疑你的神。
But we don't have to doubt our God.
因为我们的神是爱的神。
Because our God is God of love.
他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱我们到底。
He has loved those who belong to him all the way to the end.
所以弟兄姐妹，他的爱是到底的爱。当你放弃的时候，他不放弃。
So his love is all the way to the end, even when we give up.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人呢，在今天这个旅程当中啊，要建立跟神的爱跟信任。
Therefore, in our life's journey, one thing we need to do to establish a trusting relationship with God.
弟兄姐妹，这个爱跟信任是需要经年累月的积累的。
And it takes time to develop this loving and trusting relationship.
特别在今天这个资讯的时代。
And especially in this time of information.
我们在座的很多的年轻人。
A lot of young people among us.
你需要真实的知道神是可以信赖的。
And you need to know that God is trustworthy.
你知道科学不会说谎。
Science doesn't lie.
科学家会说谎。
But scientists do lie.
但因为你不是科学家。
But because you are not a scientist.
所以科学家说谎的时候，你就给搞得一愣一愣的。
So you cannot tell right from wrong when the scientist lie to you.
因为我是科学家。
But I am a scientist.
所以我跟你说，科学家会说谎。
So I can tell you, scientists do lie sometimes.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要相信你的神啊。
So you need to trust God.
很多东西可能都会是错的。
Many things you heard may be false.
但神的话是不会错的。
But God's word is never wrong.
神的应许是不会错的。
And God's promise always.
你跟随耶稣直到路终不会错的。
Following Jesus all the way to the end will be no wrong.
啊，所以来到主的面前。
So come to the Lord.
拥抱神的话。
Embrace His word.
吃喝神的话，相信神的话。
And eat and believe in His word.
最终会带你走向新天新地。
So that you will eventually land in the new heaven and the new earth.
走到永生，那路是窄的，进去的少；有走到灭亡，那路是宽的，进去的多。
The way to the eternal life is narrow, and yet the way to destruction is wide.
所以弟兄姐妹，
therefore brothers and sisters,
你们要看人多热闹。
Don't follow the crowd.
人多一点都不热闹。
Actually, crowd is not necessarily good.
热闹的是跟随拿撒勒人耶稣的一般人。
And what is good is those who follow Jesus the Nazarene.
因为我们看得到这个世界的终点，这个世界看不到我们的终点。
We can see the ending of this world, yet this world cannot see our ending.
所以我们的未来是充满盼望的。
Therefore, our ending, our future is full of hope.
因为我们的救赎主活着，末了要站在大地之上。
Because our Redeemer lives, one day we shall rise up and stand before Him.
他是我们的神，我们的好处不在他以外。
And He is our God, and we don't have anything outside of Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，你如果今天存着一些你没法解释的困境，
If you encounter some difficulties now that's hard to explain or understand,
交给神。
Give it to God.
相信神。
Trust Him.
不要挑战神。
Do not challenge Him.
降服在神的面前。
Surrender to Him.
这苦难会带给你一个最大的祝福。
Knowing this difficulty will bring to you the greatest blessing.
这第三方面，神今天帮我们安排这个环境很重要的学习呢，就是帮助我们学习与主一同掌权。
The third thing we learn in difficulty is that we learn to reign with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，今天教会在地上是神的代表。
Church is the representative of God on earth.
但你会有时候很多时候发现呢，这个世界的走势呢，好像更是背叛神的。
Yet the trend of this world is going is against God.
但你要知道，那些东西啊，有一天会烟消云散的。
But you know all these things will disappear one day.
只有跟随神的会走到永远的。
Only those who follow God will.
所以神借着教会在地上掌权。
And through church, God reigns on earth.
在亚哈的时代。
In the time of Yahya.
神借着以利亚掌权。
Through Elijah, God reigns.
我若不祷告，天就不下雨。
Elijah proclaimed that if I don't pray, the rain will not come down.
弟兄姐妹，今天神为什么还没有丢弃美国这个国家？
Why did God forsaken the United States yet?
有太多敬虔神的儿女在这里祷告，在这里哭喊，在这里 travail.
Because there are many devoted Christians are praying and travailing through prayer.
你知道卢英格这个十月份在 Washington D.C. 有个100万的这个 Esther 的这个祷告。
And in Washington D.C., there were prayer asking for 1 million Esthers.
哦，他是一个借着祷告跟神掌权的人。
And those people pray and through prayer reign with God.
啊，弟兄姐妹，我们也借着祷告与神一起掌权。
We can also reign with God through our prayer.
我刚刚讲到这个阿苏萨大复兴啊。
The revival from Azusa Street.
你知道有一年我们这个基督徒聚会，那时候史蒂芬还年轻的时候，那我就更年轻的时候啊。
And there was one year when Brother Z was still young, not to mention I was even younger.
啊，在这个 Azusa 有一个夏令会。
There's a summer conference held at the Pacific Azusa University.
啊，那时候我们南北加州有1000多个弟兄姐妹聚集在那个 Azusa 一起那个夏令会，我还记得。
And about 1,000 brothers and sisters gathered at APU that summer.
然后我们这个从 San Diego 卡坡到的 Azusa 了。
We carpool with brothers and sisters from San Diego to Azusa.
你知道到了 Azusa 发现两个福音朋友不见的。
啊？ From San Diego?
Yeah.
From, we realized that two gospel, two gospel friends in our midst were missing once we arrived at APU.
然后我就打电话回 San Diego.
So I called San Diego church.
我说你们说好要来的，怎么没见到你们呢？
I said, hey, didn't you guys sign up to come? How come you're not here?
他说我们安排接送的时候没安排到我们。
He said, well, when they arranged carpool, they missed us.
我就跟他们说，我回来再接你们。
I said, I'm coming back to get you.
你们住在南加州，你知道从 Azusa。这个从十号走东了，六零五、七一零、四零五、五号，一直到 San Diego 到拉霍亚，然后再接了再往回走啊。
You know how long it's gonna take from Azusa to San Diego?
我当时就跟我们赖牧师、赖天赐牧师借了他的车子。
So I borrow a car from Brother Lai.
然后就上了 freeway.
I hop on the freeway.
我发现大事不妙。
Hey, something bad happened.
因为当时一摸口袋只有几块钱。
And I realized I have only a few dollars in my pocket.
因为在我们那个时代啊，研究生是申请不到 credit card 的，因为没有 credit， 所以 no credit card.
For graduate student at that time, because of lack of credit, we don't have a credit card.
你知道，我就想，糟糕了，到 San Diego 第一件要做的事情就是要跟两个福音朋友借钱买油啊。
So I was like, man, I have to borrow money from gospel friends upon my arrival in San Diego.
哎呀，我就一边开车一边祷告。
So I was praying while I was driving.
你知道一个神迹发生。
A miracle happened.
从十号往西。
I was driving westbound on 10.
六零五、七一零、四零五、五号，然后一直到了 San Diego， 接到了这两个福音朋友，然后再往北走。
And 405 and 5, I picked up the two friends and go northbound.
我那个油表一动也不动啊。
My speedometer didn't even move. My gas level remained the same the whole trip.
你知道这个距离啊，中间一定要加油的，因为一缸满的油啊是来不了一个来回行程。
You know, I really need to refill theoretically.
哦，我就想当时我祷告神介入了。
So I called for God to intervene.
然后我到了 Azusa 之后呢，我就跟这两个福音朋友做见证。
So whether we arrive at APU, I just testified to these two friends.
哇，他们俩很感动。
They were so moved.
感谢主，两个主日之后，他们头一天受洗信主。
Praise the Lord. Two Sundays later, they believed the Lord and were baptized.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当你顺服神的旨意。
When you surrender yourself to His will.
资源永远是次要的。
And the issue of resources is always secondary.
神的话是主要的。
But the word of God is primary.
你若能信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，与主一同掌权呢。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, reign with God.
所以你知道，我们要在地上祷告，神才能掌权呢。
And God cannot reign unless we pray on earth.
在以西结书讲到一个可怕的光景。
And in the book, Ezekiel describes a dreadful situation.
神要拯救以色列，是拯救犹大。
God wanted to save Israelites.
在他们当中要寻找一个人为他站在破口堵住墙，堵住破口，能够使以色列不被被掳。
He was seeking one man to stand in the breaking point of the wall so that Israelites can be spared.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上说，神却找不到一个人。
Yeah, the Bible says God could not find even one person.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天神在我们当中能够找到许多许多的人，阿门。
So, but we pray that God can find many in our midst.
叫我们与神对齐。为着神的旨意祷告
with God and pray according to His purpose.
为着这个国家祷告
pray for this country.
叫这个国家不至于被列解，最后成为仇敌的陷阱
pray for this country to survive and do not become a trap of the enemy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的祷告太重要了
therefore our prayer is very important.
因为只有基督徒会与神对齐的
only Christians can align with God.
你知道其他板块的人不会与神对齐的
all other people will not do that.
这是我们每一个弟兄姐妹要知道的。
We need to know that.
你知道今天的资讯是越来越多的。
And the information is at an explosive state these days.
这个大数据啊，这个数据多的比人类这个脑袋瓜子还要多的东西。
The massive data availability is more than what we can absorb.
所以弟兄姐妹，学习是一个非常非常挑战的事情啊。
Therefore, learning becomes very, very challenging.
但弟兄姐妹，你要知道一件事情啊。
But you need to know one thing.
你好好读神的话。
You need to read the word of God.
你知道这么丰富的一个神，就把它限制在66本书里面。
创
世纪到启示录。
Our God of abundance confined himself in this 66 books of Bible.
你知道为什么？
Why?
确定每个人都可以读。
So he makes sure you and I can all handle this.
那不是只有 PhD 的人读。
It doesn't take PhD holders to do it.
只要你会是，你都可以读。
As long as you read words, you can read it.
所以弟兄姐妹，资讯越多的时候，越多回来读圣经的。
And the more information out there, the more we need to come back to the Bible.
有一次我在大陆服侍。
I was serving mainland China once.
服侍完之后，一个知识分子来跟我交通。
At the end of meeting, someone with high intellect came to fellowship with me.
陈老师啊，他说你这个背了那么多圣经啊，你说好有祝福啊。
He said, "Oh, Brother Chen, you have memorized so many verses. What a blessing!"
他说我从小就背好多的红宝书，背好多的这个信，到现在一无用处啊。
He said.I was brought up memorizing a lot of other books, and which become useless when I grow up.
所以弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
要好好读对书。
Read the right kind of books.
你可以旁边这边讲，要读对书啊。
Tell your brothers and sisters, read the right kinds of books.
要读对书啊。
Read the right kind of books.
要读对书，你会跟神建立亲密的关系，就会相信神，就能够跟随神，就会与神对齐啊。
So that you can establish a close relationship with God, and then you can align yourself with God better.
弟兄姐妹，这个是非常非常关键的学习。
And this is a very critical learning.
我们刚刚讲到，在资源匮乏时代呢，神有一个纵向的对齐，有个横向的对齐。
And when it comes to alignment, there are two ways of alignment: vertical and horizontal.
主耶稣讲到的，要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神，其次要爱邻舍如同自己，是不是？
And then Jesus told us to love your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and all your soul. Also, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以爱神是讲到纵向的对齐，爱人是讲到横向的对齐。
It's a vertical love, and loving others is a horizontal love.
所以当我们与神对齐的时候，
When we align ourselves with God,
我们讲到建立属神的品格。
And we will build up character of God.
我们讲到建立与神爱的关系。
And we will establish a loving relationship.
我们讲到学习与神一同掌权。
And we can reign with God.
最后一件事情，
Last,
在纵向对齐。
In the vertical relationship.
就是在时候满足的时候，神会叫我们的灵魂身体一同蒙赎的。
Is it when the time comes, God will redeem our spirit, body, and soul.
他要叫万有归附自己的大能，叫我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他荣耀的身体相似。
He will transform our lowly body to be conformed with his glorious body through the power with which he subdues all things to him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们整个得救的历程有三个段落：灵的得救、魂的得救、身体的得赎。
Therefore, there are three phases of our salvation: the spirit, the body, and the soul.
人若不从身，就不能进神的国；人若不从水和圣灵身，就不能见神的国。
Man cannot be reborn unless through the work of the water and the Holy Spirit.
所以换句话说，当我们重生的时候，我们的灵重生了。
When we were born again, it's our spirit that was born.
我们经过一生的追求。
Through our pursuit in life.
罗马书十二章第一节讲到啊，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦，叫我们心意更新而变化，叫我们查验何为神的善良、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
And Romans 12:1 tells us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to seek what is delightful to God.
所以那是一个魂的一个 transformation， 一个魂的改变，一个价值观的改变，一个情感的改变啊。
That speaks of the transformation of our soul. That speaks of the mind, our affection, and our willpower.
所以为什么我们要追求？为什么要聚会？要等候神？要读圣经？要有肢体生活？基本上就是让我们的魂能够被更新变化。
That's why we need to pursue, we need to come to the meeting, we need to read the word of God, we need to wait on Him, that in this process, our soul can be gradually transformed.
这是魂的得救。
And that is the salvation, the saving of soul.
救恩的完成在于身体的得赎。
And the completion of the entire salvation is the redemption of the body.
这是罗马书第八章里面所讲到的。
And Romans 8 made it very clear.
弟兄姐妹，这个身体不是神要救赎的对象。
God doesn't want to save this physical body.
换句话说，我们信主也好，我们不信主也好，如果主迟延的话，我们的身体有一天都要碎的。
And if the Lord delays from coming, then one day our physical body will sleep.
但我们的身体是会被改变的。
But one day this body will be transformed.
他用那叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他荣耀的身体相似。
He will transfer this lowly body and make it conform with his glorious body through the power to which he subjects all things.
是一个不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残的身体。
That is a body that's immortal and will never perish.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个身体？
And this body,
它是受时空的限制的。
It's limited by time and space.
复活的身体。
Yet the body with resurrection power
是不被时空限制的。
It's not confined or limited by time or space.
它是不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残的。
It's without blemish. It's everlasting. It's immortal.
所以弟兄姐妹，主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus rose from the dead,
你知道主耶稣复活的时候，他不是从石头的洞里面出来的。
And Jesus did not come out of the cave.
那个天使之所以把那个石头搬开啊，是给人看的。
The reason why angels moved the stone at the beginning of the cave was for people to see.
主耶稣复活的时候是从这个石头里面直接穿过去的。
Jesus, when he resurrected from the dead, he went directly through the stone.
所以门徒怕罗马士兵的这些逼迫，躲在一个房子里面的时候，四门都关起来了。
Remember, disciples were so afraid of persecution of Roman soldiers, they all hid in this room with doors and windows shut.
耶稣穿墙而入说，愿你们平安。
But Jesus went through those blockage and appeared to them, saying, "Please."
所以你知道这个复活的身体是可以穿越时空的。
So the resurrected body is not confined by time or space.
我们会跟主得着一个相似的身体。
And you and I will receive the similar glorious body of the Lord.
是一个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
It's the body that's immortal, the everlasting, without blemish.
弟兄姐妹，我等候那个荣耀的身体。
Oh, brother and sister, we are waiting for the glorious.
基督在我们里面是有荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
你知道主耶稣被接升天的时候
？When Jesus was taken up.
你知道我们到橄榄山上，到以色列橄榄山上，特别到主耶稣升天的那个地方，那个地方有个教会的 Church of Ascension， 升天教会。
When we visit Israel, I went to Mount Olive. We stood at the place where Jesus ascended into heaven. That actually there's a church called Church of Ascension.
你知道以色列很特别的地方啊。
And that's a very special.
你知道以色列有几个地方是特别有神的恩膏跟同在，你特别感受到一个敞开的天的。
And there are several locations in Israel has God's anointing. You really feel God open the heaven for you there.
哇，我站在那个 Church of Ascension 的时候，哇，感觉好像天开了。
I stood at Church of Ascension. To me, the heaven opened.
你知道主耶稣就在那里啊。
It's like Jesus was standing there.
主耶稣升天了。
He ascended into heaven.
所以你知道那个复活的身体是不被地心引力干扰的。
So the resurrected body is not affected by gravity.
然后耶稣升上去的时候，两个天使出现。
And when Jesus ascended, two angels appeared.
加利利人呢、啊？你们为什么站着望天呢？这被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样去，他还要怎样回来
？Oh, Galileans, why are you beholding the ascending Jesus? How he went up, he will return one day in the same manner.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你是一个学自然科学，你会想，耶稣升天的时候是什么速度升上去的
？If you're a natural science a scientist, you will wonder like, at what speed he went up?
如果他是用光速升上去的话，他现在还在 Milky Way 的某一个角落，是不是
？If he ascended at the speed of light, he might be still in somewhere in Milky Way.
在2000光年之外，我们这个 Milky Way 是100000光年的。
And, well, Milky Way is big.
100000光年就是光。
10,000 light years.
意思是什么？假设你在 Milky Way 的这边要打一个这个 wireless phone 给另外一端的，这个信号要走10万年才会走到这一端的。
So if you are at a one,
这叫10万光年。就光要走10万年。
And you make a phone call to someone at the other end, it takes 10,000 years to travel.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道耶稣升天的时候
？So when Jesus ascends into heaven.
因为他是跟物质世界的人在对接。
And because he was relating himself to people in the material world.
他不能嘣一下就不见了。
So he could not just disappear like that.
所以他慢慢在门徒的眼神中上去，上去，上去，上去，上去，上去。
So he ascended slowly.
啊，直到门徒的眼睛看不见的时候。
Until they could no longer see him.
碰下一个秒钟，他就到了 到了父的宝座右边。
Immediately he was taken up to the throne of God.
你知道这个很多人这个跟我讲这个复活的身体啊，这怎么行做啊
？And some people talk to me how the resurrected body function.
你知道它比光速要快的太多太多了。
It's much faster than the speed of light.
它可以随时到另外一个地方去的。
And he can move at any time and anywhere.
我跟主讲，我说将来到这个新天新地的时候，我要组一个银河的这个参访团呢。
I told Jesus one day when we reach the new heaven and earth, I will start a tour visiting Milky Way.
Not just Milky Way, all the galaxies.
All the galaxies.
There are 2 trillion galaxies in the universe.
There are over two trillion galaxies in the entire universe.
有两兆的银河系，两兆的银河系，其中有一个银河系叫 Milky Way.
And one of the 2 trillion galaxies is Milky Way.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一起渴望那个荣耀的身体啊。
So we all long to have that glorious body.
啊，不再有哭嚎，不再有死亡，不再有任何我们今天所看到这些资源匮乏所产生的结果。
No more tears, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more scarce of resources.
所以弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们这自战自清的苦楚
，and this temporal and light，
成就那个极重无比、永远的荣耀
，will achieve for us this eternal weight of glory.
你知道神从我得救的那天开始，神就常常让我从永远回头看今天的。
And since the point of reborn, God always helped me to look at things from eternity to now.
这特别帮助牧师能够放下、放下、放下、放下。
That really helped me to let go and let God.
也在勇士里面不需要去争执的东西，现在就不需要争执。
Things that doesn't matter in its eternity, I should not be arguing about it now.
你就可以放下。
I could let it go.
你就活得轻省。
And you feel very light.
所以弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
从伊甸园到新天新地
，From the Garden of Eden to the new heaven and new earth，
神要把我们重新带回到那个资源无限的世界。
And God is bringing us back to the world that has unlimited resources。
我们最后讲到这个与神对齐的这个横向的连接。
And lastly, aligning ourselves with God horizontally。
你知道圣经有一个重要的词叫时候满足。
And there's a very important phrase in the Bible appeared all the time when the time has come.
时候满足。
Or at the fullness of time.
弟兄姐妹，在时候满足的时候，神的旨意就完成了。
At the fullness of time, God's purpose will be accomplished.
那这个时候满足，弟兄姐妹，在横向的连接呢，有几个关键的，就是心腹的成熟。
And at the fullness of time, horizontally means the maturity of the bride.
心腹特别讲到。在原文当中啊，这个心腹是一个单数的词啊。
And the term the bride is a singular term.
换句话说，我们不是神有几十亿个心腹，不是的，神是有一个心腹。
It's not that God has many brides, but one bride.
所以我们历世历代的总和是一个心腹。
So the summation of saints throughout generation is one bride to God.
所以你知道这个心腹特别讲到我们跟基督的爱啊。
And bride speaks of the love toward Christ.
但是我们如果不能够爱所看见的弟兄，就不能爱那个看不见的神，是吧？
Yeah, if we cannot love brothers I can see, how can I love the Lord who I cannot see?
所以在启示录十九章里面讲到心腹的时候是什么？他说心腹也自己装饰好了啊，这个他所穿的东西是什么？信徒所行的义，是不是
？And it tells us the new bride, the bride actually made herself ready for the wedding, and that readiness is coming from the righteous deeds of saints.
所以换句话说，讲到与神对齐，也学习去爱人、爱邻舍，拥抱我们神摆在我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
Not only to align with God, have a good relationship with Him, but also horizontally have the right relationship with brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，你里面有我，我里面有你。
Brothers and sisters, there's me in you and you in me.
我们大家的总和是一个心腹。
It's the corporate unity.Makes the bride.
我刚一开始讲到，我没有拣选，我变这个样子。
I said that earlier. I didn't choose to be born like this.
我并没有拣选我要做华人。
And I didn't choose to be a Chinese.
很多东西都不是你拣选的。
And many things were not made a choice by me.
但神拣选的每一个特质的人，最后横向的连接，叫这么多不同的特质，最后在基督里面能够成为一个心腹。
Yet we all bear special characteristics.Together, we are the bride of God.
你知道，特别在末后世代来说，我们华人弟兄姐妹学习要拥抱列国。
especially in this last time, Chinese Christians need to learn to embrace other ethnic groups.
你知道美国的这个传统势力啊，传统的属灵力量正在式微啊。
And the traditional spiritual strength is deteriorating in this country.
但你知道，神是要借着第一代移民的教会啊，来复兴美国的属灵力量。
But apparently, God is reviving this nation through church with the first generation immigrants.
我们2019年的时候，有一个海外华人回家的聚集在 Austin.
And there was a homecoming gathering in 2019 held in Austin, Texas.
那个聚会很特别，因为我们已经讲是海外华人回家的聚集。
It's a homecoming for overseas Chinese.
结果来了200多个美国人。
But 200 Americans came.
哦，所以那个聚会呢，是很特别的聚会。
So that was a very unique gathering.
其中有一个我们当地的一个代祷者叫 Gail Long.
And there was this intercessor, local intercessor in the, by the name of Gail Long.
哦，他去见到一个异象。
He saw this vision.
这个异象分成两个区块。
It's like he saw two sections.
第一个区块。
The first section.
他看到美国是一个宣教大国。
He saw the United States is a nation that has missions.
So he sent out a lot of missionaries.
That sent out a lot of missionaries.
坐着一个大船一个大船一个大船的 missionaries, 输送到全世界各个地方去。
That it sent out missionaries with large boats.
啊，到世界每一个角落去。
Into different worlds, different parts of the world.
这是他看到第一个场景。
And that was the first vision he had.
第二个场景呢？
And the second part of the vision,
就是看到美国属灵力量式微的时候。
He saw at a time when the spiritual strength deteriorates in this country.
他看到一个一个大船的这个船呢，带着宣教士的后代啊，回到美国。
He saw the descendants of those missionaries return by boat.
哦，来兼顾美国的属灵产业。
To strengthen the spiritual heritage of this country.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，美国的属灵复兴啊，有很多时候是第一代移民教会带来的复兴。
Therefore, many revival in this nation is brought back by first generation immigrant church.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们很重要。
Therefore, you and I are very important.
你跟你旁边这位讲说，我们很重要。
Tell your brothers and sisters that we are important.
啊，学习一件事情啊，去关心其他族群的人。
Try to pay attention and love people that are different race.
因为华人今天在美国扮演一个很重要的角色。
Because Chinese play a very important role in this country.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神在这个时代把我们摆在这个国家。
God has put us in this place in this time.
帮助我们一个好的横向的连结。
So we need to have a good horizontal relationship.
帮助我们学习拥抱列国。
Help us to embrace all nations.
第二方面就是身体的成熟。
Secondly, the maturity of the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，基督回来的时候是迎接一般成熟的圣徒。
Christ returns to receive a mature group of Christians.
哦，所以基督的身体被建造完成了。
Because at the building was completed, the body of Christ is completed.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
For church is the body of Christ that's one in all and in all.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天。带着神儿子的 DNA 在地上做连结的时候，弟兄姐妹，帮助我们真是在基督里面能够拥抱神所拥抱的。
With the DNA of the Son of God, let us embrace all people on earth.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，当身体有一个好的连结的时候，很多时候我们身上的很多疾病就失去了。
When the relationship with the members of body is harmonious, a lot of sickness are gone.
你知道好多年以前这个。John Wimber 还在世的时候
When John Wimber was still alive many years ago
那时候我们还住在 Orange County
I live in Orange County at the time
他们有一次特会
They had a special conference one time
你知道明医啊那时候的医治的恩膏很强所以那天晚上聚完会之后呢为病人祷告
And he has strong healing anointing That night after the meeting he started perform the healing service
他就为一个姐妹祷告
He prayed for a Christian sister.
那个姐妹什么病啊？全身的这个 joint 都在痛啊，关节炎的。
And she has arthritis. All the joints among bones were in pain.
那这个 John Wimber 就是为她祷告。
John Wimber prayed for her.
就 pray 的过程当中呢。
While he was praying for her.
那神忽然有一个先知性的话语，就跟这个姐妹讲。
And God sent a prophetic word to this sister whom she was praying for.
他说你要饶恕赦免你的妹妹。
God said you have to forgive your younger sister.
啊，那个姐妹就放声大哭。
And then she just started weep bitterly.
发生了什么事呢？
What happened?
就这个姐妹年轻的时候交了个男朋友。
Because this sister had a boyfriend when she was young.
啊，这个男朋友呢，后来这个被她妹妹给追跑了。
But she lost his boyfriend to her younger sister.
啊，并且最后她这个妹妹呢，把这个丈夫给离了。
But and the end result is that her younger sister divorced this husband.
所以她这个姐姐呢，就那时候就非常仇恨她的妹妹。
Therefore, she hated her younger sister very much.
哦，那么江温伯在那个时候就跟她讲，你好不好？她说她妹妹现在不在现场。
And her younger sister was not in the midst that night.
她说这样子吧，你写封信给你妹妹。
So John says, write a letter to your sister.
饶恕她。
Forgive her.
恢复爱的关系。
Restore a loving relationship with her.
然后那个聚会结束了。
At the end of the conference.
那姐妹回到家里。
That sister went home.
哇，全身还是在痛。
Her entire body was still in pain.
有一天早晨。
And one morning.
从梦起来的时候。
She woke up.
哎呀，在床上要起来的时候，全身都在痛啊。
She tried to get up, but her entire body was in pain.
哦，圣灵有个非常微小的声音跟她说了一句话。
So Holy Spirit whispered to her.
啊、你的信为什么不寄出去呢
？Why don't you send your letter out？
哦，所以他就起来了，然后坐在书桌上面，把那信拿出来。
So she got up and took out the letter she wrote。
封了信封，贴了邮票。
Sealed the envelope, put a stamp on.
封了信封，贴了邮票。他就拿着这封信呢。
So with that in her hand，
就走到那个邮筒，他家最近的邮筒。
She walked to the mailbox close by。
把这个信丢到邮筒里面。
And dropped it in。
他一丢下去的时候
，The moment she dropped the letter in the box，
哇，圣灵大大充满他
，Holy Spirit filled her completely。
他就在邮筒前面得医治的
，She was healed right there in front of the mailbox。
所以弟兄姐妹，这横向连接是非常重要的。
So horizontal relationship is very important。
弟兄姐妹，我再提醒大家
，So let me remind you，
在新天新地不需要去介意的事情，我们今天就不需要介意。
Things that doesn't matter in the new heaven and new earth。Don't hold on, do not hold on to it now.
你不要一个东西抓了半天，抓了半天，抓了半天，忘不了，忘不了，所以就睡不着，睡不着。
You grab onto something that you couldn't even sleep because of that.
Let go.
You have to let it go.
弟兄姐妹，学习饶恕。
Learn to forgive.
学习赦免。
Learn to pardon.
学习遗忘。
Learn to forget.
你知道，我们做牧师啊，又代职啊。因为好多职场的事情呢，你知道，真的非常挑战很多时候。
You know me as a full-time worker, also pastoring a church, there are many challenges.
但神给我一个恩典。
But God has given me a grace.
对负面的东西啊。
Is that negative things?
忘得很快很快。
Don't stay with me too long.
左耳进去，右耳就出来了。
It comes from into this ear and depart from my right ear.
右耳进去，左耳就出来了。
The same way the other around.
啊，所以。对我来说，因着神的恩典，就很容易超越。
So by God's grace, I surpass things quickly.
你知道，经常我有时候出去带领一些国度的特会的时候
，Sometimes when I speak a special conference,
碰到我们教会得救在那边成长一十年、二十年、三十年前的弟兄姐妹
，And I encounter a brother and sister who was saved and edified in our church maybe 20, 30 years ago.
因为他知道陈弟兄在那里带聚会，他们也来了。
And they heard that I was speaking at a certain conference, they all came.
啊，聚会的时候常常有弟兄姐妹会跑到旁边来。
And at the end of the conference, they will come by my side.
他说，陈弟兄啊，某年某月某日，我说了什么话，这个做了什么事情，很对不起你，现在跟你认罪悔改。
So Brother Chen, you know, I said this many, many years ago.And I'm coming here to ask for your forgiveness.
我说你不需要，我说我这早就赦免了，早就忘得一干二净了。
I said you don't have to because I don't remember a thing.
所以弟兄姐妹，求神给你恩典。
May the Lord give you the similar grace.
不该留在你心里的。
Things that should not stay with us.
不要留在你心里，阿门。
Don't keep it there.
不要留在心里。
Don't keep them in your heart.
物以类聚，人以群分呢。
And we gather birds with the same feather gather.
你不在意的东西啊
，things that you don't care，
就很难存下来。
It's hard staying you.
有些时候我走过一边了，或者有些东西别人看见，我就是没看见。
And you know, like you walk through certain places, people can see certain things, but I don't.
有时候吃饭吃的什么东西我都忘了。
And after a meal, I forget what I just ate.
哎，说弟兄姐妹说，陈牧师你忘了真快啊，刚刚吃的。
There's a brother Chen, you forgot so quickly. You just had that.
当昨天晚上的晚餐没忘了。
Well, not the dinner last night. I was wondering.
就神给我恩典，就很多负面的东西啊。
God has given me a grace that many negative things
不会存在我心里
do not stay in my heart too long.
保守我的单纯、谦卑。
So, keep my modesty, keep my simpleness.
所以希望我们弟兄姐妹得一样的恩典。
And I pray for the same grace that you have.
不要老是我们讲的就是想当年想当年想当年
Don't always recite things happened many years ago
忘记背后努力面前
Forget what's behind and move forward
最后一件事情
Lastly
叫神的家能够成熟
The maturity of God
弟兄姐妹圣经里面有一个关键词啊
There's a key phrase in the Bible
叫做时候满足
At the fullness of time
在神那一面
From God's perspective,
基督徒的数目有个数目，犹太人的得救数目有一个数目，得胜者有个数目。
There's a number for the Christians, there's a number for Israelites, also a number for overcomers.
你知道神的时候满足就是这些数目完全的时候。
At the time, the fullness of time means all these numbers has been achieved.
你知道我们今天就活在那个时候要满足的时刻。
And we're living in a time that's very close to the fullness of His time.
要努力进天国。
So we need to make every effort to enter into God's kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，盼望在新天新地。
Hopefully in the new heaven and the new earth.
有你也有我。
You and I will be there.
Amen.
Amen.
从伊甸园。到新天新地。
From the Garden of Eden to the new heaven and the new earth.
弟兄姐妹，求神赐下智慧和启示的灵。
May the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
叫我们常常活在新天新地当中。
So we can live in the realm of the new heaven and the new earth.
基督在我们里面是有荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
弟兄姐妹，所以在地上最黑暗的时刻。
In the darkest hour on earth.
我们里面仍然满了光了。
We can still be full of light within.
我们的救赎主活着。
Because our Redeemer lives.
所以末了要站在大地之上。
And one at the end, we will stand in His presence.
所以弟兄姐妹，跟神的话对齐，跟神的圣洁对齐。
So align ourselves with His words, with His holiness.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His own words.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
哈利路亚。我们一起把刚刚我们唱的最后的诗歌吧。我们属于你，好不好？玉彤起立，好不好
？Let us stand up and sing the short hymn we sang earlier today.
看来弥秀他爸爸刚刚笑了。我们属于。主耶稣，我们的心再次感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you again.
我们为着今天在线下、线上参加的每一位，我们再一次来到你施恩宝座的面前。
For everyone who joins online or in person, we come to your mercy seat.
主啊，你创造我们的时候，本来这在一个资源和生命都无限的世界。
When you first created us, we were in a world without resource limitation.
主啊，今天因着十字架的救恩，主啊，我们成为神的儿女。
By the grace and salvation of the cross, we are now children of God.
主耶稣帮助我们在一切生命跟资源缺乏的时刻，学习与你对齐。
Help us align with you in a time of need.
让我明白你的心意。
So that we understand your purpose.
叫我们有基督的品格。
So that we can build up the character of Christ.
叫我们真实能够建立跟神一个信任和爱的关系。
And to establish a true, trusting and loving relationship with God.
叫我们学习在地上与主一同掌权。
So that we learn to reign with God on earth.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
带领我们每一个人
Lead us on.
特别我们为着每一位今天主啊在缺乏在需要在困难当中弟兄姐妹祷告在主的面前
Especially we pray those who are in need and lack.
如果今天你有任何特别的缺乏
If you have any particular lack today,
不管是关系上的
Maybe it's in your relationship
生命上的
Or life
或者说需要上的
Or need,
好不好请你举起你的手我会特别为你祷告
You can raise your hand so that I can pray for you
主你的眼目遍察全地显大能帮助那些向你心存诚实的人
Oh Lord your eyes roaring around the world and seek those who help those who seek your help
我们所有的需要都不向你隐藏
Therefore we will not hide our needs from you
主啊你的儿女
Your children Lord
活在困境当中
are now living in difficulty.
不管是健康的困境
maybe difficulties concerning health,
婚姻需要的困境
or marriage,
职业的困境
or their occupation,
身份的困境
and their legal status,
一切的困境
everything,
主耶稣我们都带到你的施恩宝座面前来
we bring all and everything to your throne.
那位在伊甸园跟新天新地掌权的神
The God who reigns in the Garden Eden and the new heaven and earth.
求你这个时刻掌权在我们当中。
That you will reign now at this moment.
帮助我们和你对齐。
Help us align ourselves with you.
向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
叫我们知道在这个困境当中，主啊，你要我们学习的，你要我们得着的，你要我们经过的。
So we can understand what you want to achieve, what you want us to learn, what you want us to experience.
打开天上的窗户，倾倒你的需要在。
Open wide the windows in heaven and pour down your resources.
你施行医治，施行拯救。
And you perform miracles and healings.
你施行恢复。
You restore us.
帮助我们在这些困境的里面。
Help us in the midst of difficulties.
建立基督的品格，建立和你的信任，建立和你一同掌权。
To build up the character of Christ, build up the relationship with you, and reign with you.
主，我们特别为着身体上有医治需要的，我们交在主的手里。
Especially those who need physical healing, we entrust them in your hands.
天父，求你亲自伸出你钉痕的手，主啊，触摸我们今天的每一个需要医治的弟兄姐妹。
Father God, stretch out your hands with the print of nails and touch every life that needs healing.
主耶稣特别讲到心脏跟这个关节的病哦。
It's people that have heart problem and a joint problem.
如果你有这些病，主耶稣奉主的名，这个时刻医治主。
If you have any of those physical issues, now in the name of the Lord Jesus, you be healed.
主啊，你医治所有心脏内部的疾病。
And you heal all the
heart issues. 心血管的疾病。
A blood vessel issues.
三高的疾病。
And all the cholesterol and blood pressure and heart.
主，你医治所有关节的疾病。
And heal any issues with joints.
叫我们学习赦免，学习饶恕，学习遗忘。
And help us to forgive, forget.
主啊，你如何在将 Wimber 的特会医治那个姐妹？今天你也同样医治我们因着关系带来的这个关节的疾病。
How you heal that sister in the conference of John Wimber? Today you also heal those sickness that as a result of relationship issue.
耶和华拉法，我们呼求你。
Oh Lord, we Alpha, we ask you.
叫这个聚集
In this gathering, Lord,
有一个敞开的天
that you will show us an open heaven.
开在我们的当中
open among us.
你听见我们每一个呼求和祷告
you heard every prayer and every cry.
看见我们的每一个眼泪跟呼求
You saw every tear and you heard every cry.
从天上垂听我们的祷告。
And you listen from heaven above.
差遣你的天使天君来到我们的当中。
Send your angels of hosts among us.
服侍你的儿女。
To minister your children.
坚固你的儿女。
Strengthen your children.
叫我们在地上完成你的使命和呼召。
So that we complete your purpose and calling on earth.
主耶稣，我们向你大大张口。
And we open wide our mouth.
你大大充满我们。
And you shall fill them up completely.
医治每一位。
Heal everyone.
供应每一个需要。
Provide for the needs.
越过每一个瓶颈。
And help us to break through all the bottlenecks.
那位死无病又叫死人复活的神。
The one that caused the dead to come alive and bring things into existence.
你是我们的神。
You are our God.
你是我们的爸爸。
You are our father.
我们是你的儿女。
We are your children.
你这个时刻差遣圣灵来到我们的当中。
Send down your Holy Spirit right now.
开路在我们的当中。
Open wide roads.
释放你的医治能力祝福在我们的当中。
Release your healing, your blessings.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise.
把荣耀归给你。
And give you all the glory.
把羞辱归给仇敌。
And a shame to your enemies.
把祝福归给你的儿女。
Blessings to your children.
你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们同给主个掌声了。哈利路亚。
All the praise to the Lord.